filling in for Sam Cedar, one of only three people to be fired by Air America twice, Mark Maron.
All right. It's me, six past the hour geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. We are monitoring the clown's speech right now. Apparently he has said again that he's going to increase the number of troops in the military. How he's going to do that is unclear. What he's going to do with that military is unclear. How long it will take them to train that military is unclear. If he wants to put more troops in Iraq, even that is unclear why, other than to raise American casualties. And what is the plan exactly? I don't know. Given that the suicide rate of American soldiers in Iraq has risen substantially, that there is a petition, I don't know if you would call it that, if you would call it an appeal for redress, that was posted on the internet by a Navy seaman, Jonathan Hutto, has been signed by over 1,000 U.S. soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen, including dozens of officers, so many on active duty. And that's going to make its way to Congress. And they are protesting the occupation of Iraq and what is going on there. And they are allowed to do that, I assume, under the Military Whistleblower Protection Act. I don't know where he's going to get these people. I don't know what he's thinking, unless he raises the draft age or the enlistment age to somewhere in the 60s. Perhaps he can get people that might not know that they're enlisting in the military. They just thought they were signing something, trying to understand their Medicaid bill. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's just going to make private prisons military bases. I don't know. But I do know this is the Christmas season, and I don't know what you're doing for it. I don't know if you're doing anything good. Are you doing anything good? Are you helping anybody? What have you done? 866-303-2270. I'm about to talk to somebody who's going to tell us what we can do. I'm a guy. I'm just doing good deeds all the time. I'm like Robin Hood. I really am. I do upset some people, but for the most part, I'm out there. Aren't I spreading love, Dan? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I think I'm spreading love, Dan Pashman. I feel like I am.
I think you are.
All right. Well, let's figure out. Like, I'm not a big charity guy. I give to Greenpeace, because they take money. They take money out of my credit card every month, which I think is okay. I give to the women's organization, my wife and I. I give to the ACLU on occasion, not with any real consistency. But I don't know. It really depends on how much money I have. I'll give to homeless people depending on what I think they're going to use it for. I do judge them, you know, how they're going to use it. If it looks like crack, I won't give them as much as somebody who looks like they're going to eat with it.
Right.
But I'll give it the crack guy. You know, crack, whatever the case, me not giving them money for crack is not going to stop them from doing the crack.
How do you feel about homeless people smoking cigarettes?
Did you read that article yesterday about the woman who bought crack and then told the police that she got bad crack? It's the greatest story I ever saw.
That's gutsy.
This woman had some crack and she went up to these cops. She's like, I just bought this crack and it's bad. How cracked out do you got to be to do that? You got to be way high to think like, I need help. There's no justice in this world if I can't buy good crack on this block.
Let me get a cop.
Yeah, I'll get a cop and report the guy who's selling bad crack. You know, and so they tested it and it had, sure enough, it was bad crack and she's got thrown in the pen for $1,500 on the bail. But all right, look, let's find out about charity. And look, I don't know what makes a charity good or bad, but Daniel Borikoff, who founded the American Institute of Philanthropy, which is a nationally acclaimed charity watchdog, he's also vice chairman of the Hearts and Minds Network and was a founding board member of the E-Philanthropy Foundation. Hopefully he'll tell us what all those things are. The website is charitywatch.org. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Yes, thanks for inviting me.
Well, help us out. What now? How do you know the difference between a good charity and a bad charity?
Well, what they're doing in relation to the resources that they're receiving, the American Institute of Philanthropy has an A-plus through F letter grade rating system of the financial performance of charities, and because of our freedom of speech laws, which can, you know, which of course is important, business interests can take advantage of that and give almost nothing to charity legally. So you could give to a group where only 1% is actually going to the cause. And what concerns me is that I understand if it's a very unpopular cause that they're raising money for, that's going to cost them a lot of money to do it.
Right.
But if they're raising money for animals or children or cancer, your police or veterans.
Right.
They should, it should be within reason, but it's often not.
So you're saying, wait, you're saying that to, that a lot of the money that people donate to certain charities get lost in the bureaucracy.
Right, and I'll tip you off on it. One thing to watch out for is if it's a if you're getting a cold call solicitation, somebody calls up, interrupts your dinner, you have no contact with them before, they will often...
Police Athletic League.
They will disguise that call, the cost of that call, as a charitable program. And what they'll do is, and it's usually the most popular causes like police, firefighters, veterans, and they'll throw in a little educational message.
Right.
And the accountants let them do it. Like if they tell you, don't drink and drive, or you know, don't smoke, or pray, then all of a sudden that call turns into a charitable program. So what you as a donor have to find out is, how much of your money is going to bona fide programs, not solicitations disguised as programs.
And that's what you do at CharityWatch.org?
Yeah, we actually sort that out for you. There's a lot of variability in reporting, and we actually do an analysis. Unlike a lot of what you find out there is just repeated information from the charities or the recopying the tax form, which... That tax form, 64% of the groups claim they don't have fundraising costs, which is ridiculous. Money doesn't fall from trees. You know, it's you really got to look into it a little deeper.
All right. So what are the good charities? I mean, do you have a list there in front of you?
Yeah, we have a top rated list at CharityWatch.org, so you can see the top rated lists. We encourage people to get the Charity Rating Guide and Watchdog Report. Which people get basically for postage handling. It's, you know, get a sample copy.
Right. But what are some of the good ones?
Oh, there's so many. Do you have a certain category of interest?
Well, like a lot of people, you know, looking back on Katrina, that there's still a tremendous amount of damage in New Orleans. There is a desire, I think, that for people to reach out and know what's going on there and probably put some money into that city, since you don't hear about it anymore. But from what I understand, it's in horrendously dire straits. Do you have a category for, say, Katrina donations?
Well, we do have disaster. We have disaster alerts on our website, charitywatch.org, and there's a whole list of them. Like, for instance, there's a Citizen Scholarship Fund, you know, providing, you know, scholarship assistance to poor people that are, you know, even nowadays middle class people that need scholarship assistance, you know, that receives an A. The you know, generally, you know, the Salvation Army and the American Red Cross are able to get, you know, most of their money.
And they're good guys?
Well, overall, I mean, certainly they've had a lot of problems. I mean, the American Red Cross wasn't able to reach a lot of, you know, the minorities and rural people. But overall, they are getting most of the money to programs.
Now, do you think now, in terms of what your experience is in your research, do you find that most people who are the bigger charity donations are given by people with a lot of money as opposed to people with a little money? Like, it seems to me that if you want to help somebody out, is it not the best thing to do then to just find somebody locally in your community or find an organization, a church or a school or something in the neighborhood that you could be immediately in contact with?
Not necessarily, because there's a lot of national and international problems that if we neglect, we're not going to have too great of a local community situation. And there's just the local groups don't have the resources to handle or the knowledge or the experience to handle some of these big problems. But you need to diversify, help local groups and help national groups. And, I mean, certainly it helps to know people. And one should check out, like, who's on the board of directors and what their affiliations
are. How much should people give? Did you read that article by Peter Sanger in the New York Times Magazine?
Yeah.
Last week, did you understand it? I couldn't get through it. What was he talking about?
Well, people can give a lot more. There's a lot. I just talked to somebody yesterday about this. There's a lot of people that are really comfortable, that are really well off, that are not very charitable, and you can still maintain a really high standard of living and give a lot more than you're currently giving. And people need to. Americans need to be more generous. We give only 2%. We give 2% of our income, and this has been true over the last four decades.
Yeah.
So our point is, if you're only going to give 2% and you can't give more, which unfortunately seems to be the case, then be more thoughtful when you give, because a lot of groups just really aren't that great. You mentioned religious groups. Well, religious groups don't have to be accountable. They don't have to disclose anything about themselves. And some of the religious groups parade themselves like any other charity. They have names that sound like any other charity. So you need to be particularly, you know, careful with that. And unless they're willing to disclose information about themselves, then, you know, better not
now,
give to them.
What are some of the scams? Are there, have you come across major scams?
Yeah, I mean, like during disasters, people, you know, come out of the woodwork. I mean, they're idiots because the regulators really clamp down when anybody tries to tries to take advantage during a disaster type situation. But see, it's not scam because you can legally rip people off. And what I think is sad is that the police, who are supposed to be, you know, upholding the laws and being, you know, good citizens, a lot of money is being ripped off in the names of police.
Wow, but not by police themselves, but by organizations.
Well, yeah, no, it could be. What they do is they enter into these agreements with professional solicitors and let them keep 90% of the money.
Wow.
They don't have to do any work, and it's easy money for them. But they're, you know, totally dishonoring the intentions of the donors. It could be a fake police group, or it could be like a benevolent league, a fraternal order of police, or a union. But so what you need to do is find out the contract. What's your deal with a professional fundraiser? Ask who's doing the asking, and then what are the terms?
Why do you think that people are so reluctant to give money in this country, being that it is supposedly the most wealthiest country in the world here?
Well, some people, that's a tough one. I mean, some people are very generous. Half of all giving takes place at the church.
Mm. That's because they're guilted into it.
Yeah, I mean, we do give a lot. I mean, in relation to other countries, but then our government doesn't take care of as much as in certain other, you know, other countries. So,
well, yeah, that's...
But, you know, there is a lot of giving by a lot of people, but unfortunately we could certainly do a lot more.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm going to
sure.
send people to the website, the charitywatch.org. Daniel Borikoff, I appreciate you being on the show.
Okay, thank you.
You take care. So, if you got the bread, help somebody out. It's a certain way of thinking. If you got some ideas, creative ideas for giving or some way that you are helping in your community and want to share that with us, 866-303-2270 is the number. It's 18 past. I'll talk to you in a second.
Cat got your tongue? Well, unless it's got your computer, too, you can email us at samcedarshow@gmail.com or join in the conversation at samcedarshow.com.